Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Council considers changes to nuisance ordinance enforcement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette's nuisance ordinances could soon see revisions and tougher enforcement. During last week's city council meeting, Senior Code Compliance Inspector Amy Smith recommended reviewing Chapter 13 of the city code, which covers issues like unlicensed vehicles, overgrown weeds, discarded appliances, and pooling sewage to shorten enforcement timelines and expand penalties. The Gillette News Record reported currently violators have 14 days to fix the problems before the city steps in, hires a contractor, and bills the owner, often stretching the process to nearly 2 months if court action is needed. Residents urge more consistent enforcement, saying repeat offenders harm property values and community pride. Council members expressed interest in faster timelines and steeper fines for habitual offenders, while also considering flexibility for residents facing genuine hardships. City officials plan to present proposed changes next month. Interior Department approves Antelope Mine expansion. The U.S. Department of Interior has approved a mining plan modification unlocking 14.5 million tons of federally owned coal at the Antelope Mine in Converse County. The Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement signed off after a full environmental review found no significant impact. County 17 reported the decision authorizes coal production across 857 federal acres and extends the mine's life through 2037, supporting 359 full-time jobs. Operated by Navajo Transitional Energy Company, Antelope Mine produces low-sulfur, low-ash coal shipped nationwide from the Powder River Basin. Officials say the move strengthens energy security, supports coal-dependent communities, and aligns with national goals to boost domestic energy production. The approval follows recent federal actions aimed at expanding U.S. coal mining while maintaining environmental oversight. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.